In the just condemnations of the politicization of catastrophes, some have gone so far as to overlook the truth. They have pointed to the obvious and profound mental illness of the Annunciation school shooter, and inferred that no political statements should be made. Yet, a well-intentioned neutrality will only lead us further astray. A shooter does not have to be politically motivated for his shooting to be the result of political machinations. Let us step back and ask a series of questions, honestly seeking the truth. 1. Do we have a healthy, well-grounded society? 2. Does our society contribute to mental illness or make it more likely? 3. Is our society ordered toward the formation of healthy individuals? The questions seem to answer themselves, and that is why it is not wrong to ask political questions in the wake of a monstrous shooting by a transgender-identifying man. If our society fundamentally denies reality, then it will produce and encourage the insane. The vast majority of such shootings in schools and churches involve mental illness, whether from alienated social outcasts who struggle with nihilistic depression, or the recent trend of transgender-identifying aggressors. As we move away from healthy family units and the well-reasoned understanding of ourselves and society, more children will find themselves alone and struggling to find meaning in their existence. RFK Jr. has decided to further study SSRIs and their link to homicidal behavior, but it is undeniable that the disorders that led to those prescriptions have been rising for decades. We should not be surprised at the surge of these mental illnesses in an environment that encourages and fosters them. Young people who struggle to fit in are increasingly encouraged to take life-altering drugs and mutilate themselves. Only in doing so will they be heralded for their bravery and welcomed into a community of misfits whom the rest of us are barred from criticizing. Those who tell young people the truth are labeled as evil, while those who encourage the disorders of the mentally ill congratulate themselves for their virtue. There are few things as evil as telling a vulnerable, disturbed person that his worst fears are real, that he really is a woman on the inside, that he really is materially different from most people, that he is a persecuted minority bound to endure a life of suffering, and so on. It's akin to telling a schizophrenic that the voices are real. Appallingly, large swaths of our populace have come to believe that this is the appropriate and moral choice when dealing with the most vulnerable. Thus, rather than being guided towards healthy outlets and a proper understanding of their intrinsic worth, the insane are encouraged to embrace their darkest impulses and only to seek union with others who share the same inner monologue. If they begin to turn around and walk away from the LGBT environment partway through the process, they are subjected to mass ridicule and hatred by their former associates. The extremist ideologies that have permeated our educational and entertainment industries engulf young people, distorting their understanding of what is normal, healthy, and acceptable. Given the normalization of such darkness and the intentional obfuscation of reality, it would be shocking if mental illness were not on the rise. The shooter in this case had changed his name so that everyone who addressed him would reinforce his delusion. And they did. What would have once been sneered at and refused is now placated to, as collective cowardice is raised above truth and rewritten as virtue. So we can say that the shooting wasn't a political act, but we cannot say that it was disconnected from the perverse political environment of our age. The rise in acts of violence and murder by trans-identifying people has become difficult to ignore, and we shouldn't ignore it. It is not balanced or moderate to pretend that there is no connection between the twisted ideologies of our day and the death toll caused by those who have been immersed in the sewer thereof. It's simply false, and it's the sort of self-inflicted blindness that has become emblematic of our time. Rather than immersion in the darkness of comfortable lies, we must instead be willing to allow the light into the shadows, which we do by speaking the truth into them.